Oh, absolutely. It's been an absolutely couple of hours there. We've just really, really, really brought some brilliant results back from Donegal athletes, you know, right from the word go-go. So, I mean, very exciting. Maybe at this early stages of getting your results kind of pulled together, I may miss one or two, but it's an exciting story, and later in the afternoon, I'll pull it all together. We're talking about the juvenile end of the story right now, the under 11, 13, 15 and 17s, and then we'll come back to the 19s and the novices later in the programme when I get a clearer view of what's happened, because obviously when you're out on the field and you're excited and athletes are doing well, it's just some things can be missed. So let's take it from the go. The big result, I mean, obviously in terms of individual performances by Sean McGinley, from Glenswally. He runs with the Olympian Club out there, and he's the driving force behind that club out there is Martin O'Donnell. So an absolutely outstanding run from young McGinley, the Glenswally boy, and you know, he's been doing well in Donegal, he's been doing well in Ulster, and I've been telling everybody that he's probably in that age range that he is the best young up-and-coming young athlete in the country over distance, and that was proven once again, and particularly today at the one in the national title. So a big victory for Glenswally there through Sean McGinley. Also a good result on that under 15 boys as well, with another Glenswally related athlete, Oisin Toy. He runs for Finn Valley, of course, but he's coached by David McGinley, who lives, of course, and was very involved with GEA, with St Unans last year, but he's coached at Finn Valley by David McGinley. Of course, David lives in Glenswally, so a double-edged response there from Glenswally. But Oisin Toy, Finn Valley, a great run from him as well, a top 10 finish from him, and the two boys will combine in Ulster and Donegal teams, and we're winning the result of that right now. So two excellent results at under 15 boys. Moving back down through the ages, Oisin Duffy of the City of Derry Spartans, he had a very good run. He's a very, very talented young boy, and you know, he won the under 14s, would you believe, and he was stepping into his proper age group today, and again, just such a flowing athlete, such a brilliant athlete, and such, you know, an amazing young athlete. So we'll have to just wait and see how that career develops, but an excellent performance individually then. National title for Oisin Duffy of the City of Derry. And then moving to that was under 13s. The under 11s was a big day for Donegal. Big results from Donegal here. Dominant results from Donegal under 11. Let's start with the girls. The lead Donegal athlete was Maya Fletcher of Cranford. She finished sixth. She led the Donegal team to the silver medal positions. Finn Valley also, club team, took the silver medals there. And Mia Fletcher, Rena Doherty and Amy Timoney, those Doherty and Timoney are both Finn Valley, they were on the Ulster team that finished second, so it's been a big day for them, but a great front-running performance by Mia Fletcher of Cranford. And that Donegal team was Mia Fletcher, Rena Doherty, Amy Timoney, Maria Kelly, Niamh Ryan and Emma Bonner of, they're all Finn Valley, with Emma Bonner of Letterkenny. And that Finn Valley team was completed by Emily Kelly and Eva McLaughlin. So a great early stage result from the under 11 girls. Then the under 11 boys, well, Keelan McFadden from Creasla runs out of Cranford. He's been exceptional, you know, in the last couple of years. And today he was third. Great running performance. Again, technically a great athlete, and again, performing on the national stage, and performing so far from home, and performing at this time of year, and dealing with the pressure. So well done, Keelan McFadden, finishing third. He led Donegal again. They were in the medals. They were in second team as well. And Finn Valley again were in the club story here. They finished second. That Finn Valley team was Conor Gallagher, Harry Gallagher, Sean Gallagher, their twins, Matthew McGeehan, Oisin Lynch and David Leonard. Those two last boys out of Castledare run with Finn Valley. And so the Finn Valley story started very, very strong. And then we had the Donegal input then by Maya Fletcher, by Emma Bonner, by Keenan McFadden and so on. And then just within the last 20 minutes, we had a great run from Sarah Bradley. Out of her age, she's under 14. We worried about her through the week that she was sick and that she may not be able to perform, but she did. Coming from 50th to 15th in the under 15 girls, and she was on the Ulster team that medalled, finishing second as well. So all in all, it's been an absolutely very, very, very encouraging morning so far for Donegal Athletics, for the Finn Valley people, and indeed for the Donegal teams, and you know, for that Sean McGinley victory. So pretty very, very happy Donegal supporters here, parents here. I think there's something like 120, 130 Finn Valley people here, and they're walking in air right now. So that's very positive. And that's Sean McGinley. You can't underestimate the nature of Sean McGinley's performance. It was really, it just underlined, well, I kind of felt all through the season that this boy is the best in the country. So he's just got to build on that now. And he's so, so lucky that there's another boy, you know, on his shoulder in Oisin Tay, so a student at Deal College in Rafo. So very, very positive. Waiting for the under-19 results now, the boys, that is, and then the novices. And I do expect strong, positive results from both Donegal teams and club teams in the novice championship. So this could be a really strong a Christmas present for Donegal Athletics should the novices now finish the job later in the afternoon. PJ.